So Jill, thank you so much for joining us.
I am delighted to be here.
We are very much looking forward to your memories of the foundation. And I have some questions to really just jog your memory.
Okay.
But I want this to be a very personal rendition of what your memories are of the foundation and where you see the foundation is now and into the future. So with that, I'd like to get your recollection of how the idea to establish the foundation came about and what role you played in that.
I think, first of all, I would like to say that I am a clinical social worker and had been working at the State Department in their employee assistance program for about 8 years when I met Paula. And Paula at that time was very involved, of course, with AFSPA. John Shoemate was still the head of AFSPA. And Paula began to talk to me about, in my office when she came over to the State Department, you talked to me about the idea that you had with some of the other retired Foreign Service officers about helping the various members of the Foreign Service who were experiencing financial and emotional difficulties. And that was the start. And I remember coming over before I was even hired. I came over and did a training session with, I think, must have been Paula. Was it the board at that time? Was it your newly formed board?
Yes, the newly formed board.
And I think shortly after that, we all had lunch, you and I and John Shoemate, and we began to talk about actually doing the nitty-gritty and the meat and potatoes of what the Senior Living Foundation was going to be. That's what I remember.
And what was the nitty-gritty meat and potatoes?
Well,
at that time, what did we want to be when we grew up?
Well, when we grew up, we really wanted to be a viable organization that had the financial means to help women, the wives of Foreign Service officers whose husband had left them, widows of Foreign Service officers who and Foreign Service staff who had who just didn't have enough financial reserves, and also staff members like secretaries and communications officers, all of whom really needed some financial help as they retired because it costs so much. So the first thing we did, and that I had no part of this, but was fundraising. That was number one. Two, I remember writing a policy and procedures for what the social worker would be doing in this organization. Mm. And after that, we sort of waited for cases to come. And they came in. They began to come in. The frustrating part in the beginning was that we didn't have very much money.